Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Depending on where you are, I welcome you to today's To Be show. My name is Barbara Hofmeister, and I am your host for today. And you are in for a treat because we have a friend of mine that is joining us today as my guest, and her name is Fiona McGuire. And I know that I have a lot of American guests, but today I have another English guest. So exciting. And Fiona is a facilitator for change. She's an energetic and intuitive coach, an international speaker, author, and creator of the Key to Awareness process. And we're going to get into that because we can only change things when we are aware that something needs changing. So this is really important. How did Fiona become my friend? Well, we met at the Festival of Enlightenment in Colorado in June. I'm sure she's going to say a few words about that. And we spent a whole week together there, 8 days actually. And, yeah, we had an opportunity to connect and to get to know each other. And we're still in contact, which is always a great thing. And Fiona has written a book called Key to Awareness. That's a process also that I mentioned earlier. And I want her to talk about it because she knows much better what she means with Key to Awareness and how we can actually become aware ourselves. So, Fiona, are you there?
I am. Hi, Barbara. Nice to talk to you again.
Oh, lovely to talk to you, Fiona. Welcome to the To Be show. Well, Fiona, you have a degree in psychology, I've heard, and you've worked in the NHS. Sorry, that's the National Health Service, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
When I completed my degree, I really wanted to be a clinical psychologist. And as part of that training, you became assistant psychologist. So I worked in a psychiatric unit of a private hospital. And I worked with children, and I was really surprised that children would have psychiatric problems. Mm. But they did. But more than anything, more than all the theories I'd learned through a four-year degree, what really made the difference was my natural ability to just be with the person, to resonate with where they were coming from, what their reality was, and to match them in that and accept that and hear them from that place. And then mm-hmm. that's how they then made their changes.
That makes sense, because when you can actually, you know, when you can make people feel comfortable around you, and you can actually feel, because you can feel the energy of a person, you can also feel where they're coming from, and obviously that would give them permission to open up a little bit further, that they would open up with other people, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and it's deeper than that as well. When you really accept someone for who they are, that starts to allow them to accept themselves for who they are. And it's in that acceptance that the awareness becomes really present, the awareness of who they are and what they want out of life and what's presently going on in their life arises. And then further acceptance is needed. And then through all of that, you create the change. And all of that can happen in half a minute. It can be that quick.
Wow. Can you tell us more about it? Because I'm sure that everybody wants to find out who they are if they haven't yet, and I know that that can be very challenging. So can you tell us how to do that, or can you
Certainly. I've always been interested in awareness. When I was a child, I was interested in the way what made people tick, and that's why I studied psychology. And then I noticed that, you know, there's a whole spectrum of people out there. And on one end of the spectrum, you've got people that are really into their thoughts and really into analysing themselves and others and their behaviour. And they're very much in their head. They're very much thinking people. And on the other extreme, you've got people that are just very into their emotions. They're very feeling people. They're very passionate people. And their emotions run their life. And for some people, their emotions overrun their life and they're overwhelmed by them. So when I first started writing the process that became Key to Awareness, I became aware of these polar opposites of the scale, if you like, and then aware that other people like myself, even though I'm much more of an emotional person, I do think a lot, but it's my emotions that run the show most of the time. However, if I could just be in a quiet place with myself, which comes from accepting myself and allowing myself just to be quiet and drop into the wholeness of who I am, then your thoughts quieten down. And your emotions, all they really are is chemistry inside of your body. And once you go quiet, below the threshold of all that noisy activity that we create ourselves, since we go below the threshold of that into the acceptance of who we are, then the truth of who we are arises within us. And that's the process of awareness that I've created. But saying it like that, people understand it, but they don't understand how to get there. So the Key to Awareness process is a step-by-step process. Part one is a step-by-step process that brings you to the fullness of acceptance, the fullness of awareness. So through following the steps, you notice what your thoughts are, you notice what your emotions are, you notice what your conditioning is, you notice what blocks you. And you're taught how to accept that. And part two describes that on a more physical level. So how you drop into your body and how you really be with who you really are and the acceptance of everything that's going on, but from a balanced place, from a more quiet place, rather than becoming the thought or becoming the emotion or acting out of your conditioning. So it allows you to really drop into yourself and release everything that doesn't serve you. And do this all with acceptance, so you can just move more and more to more awareness. And what is awareness? Awareness is really being aligned with who you are and knowing what it is that you want to create in your life and creating it. And the process talks about all of this. So from wherever you're starting, you're brought to a place of awareness through following this process.
Mm-hmm. So if people want, can you give us an example of the process? I mean, how do people start to actually become aware of who they are?
People can do it in numerous ways. They can come on a course with myself. They can see me one-to-one, or that they can buy the manual, because the manual sets out everything in a very clear to understand way, and you just go from one step to another, noticing things and writing them down on the table. So one lady that I had, she was absolutely convinced that she was a thinking person. And to be totally honest, so was I, until I really started to get to know her through her first session with me. And what I noticed is, even though the woman was very, very bright, what actually ran her life was her emotions. What actually influenced her quicker than anything was the way that she felt about things. Now, the reason why this was interesting is because this woman believed herself to be a thinking person. So when she was in a state of her life that she was ill at ease with, she was trying to solve it with her thoughts. But it wasn't her thoughts that was creating the ill at ease. It was actually her feelings. So when she was able to be with her feeling as well as be with her thought, then she realised the power of her feelings. And by being able to sort of just drop into her body and accept all of that, because with that dropping and with the acceptance, there becomes a space. And in that space, your thoughts are not overwhelming you. Your emotions are no longer overwhelming you. And you see them for what they are. And 9 out of 10, they're your conditioning. And your conditioning is what other people, i.e. mostly your family, have taught you to believe. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is good for you, but some of it is just there and it just doesn't serve you anymore. Because as you become an adult, you know what's right and wrong for you. You don't need that conditioning that got put on you as a child. So when she was able to be with her emotions and see them for what they was and drop into a space, and sometimes she needed to clear and release the emotions, and that's all talked about in the process as well, in the manual Key to Awareness. There's different tools for that in part one of the manual and part two of the manual. So she was able to clear the emotions, get to the truth, get to the acceptance of who she is, and move on in her life. And now she's been promoted and she's just about to move to London and run a bigger store than the one she was running in Bedford.
Excellent. So why is it so important to be, why is it important to us to know who we are? I mean, I know that you and me, we are into that kind of thing, but the general public, why would it be important to them, or why should they actually find out who they really are? And why don't we know? I mean, this should be the most natural thing on earth, shouldn't it?
Again, why don't we know is often because of our conditioning. You know, and why do we not want to know is often because of our conditioning as well. I was brought up in an Irish Catholic family, and I was brought up very well, and I'm very grateful to both of my parents. But I was given a lot of conditioning about what it means to be Irish, what it means to be a Catholic, what I can do and what I can't do. And we was told that we'd leave school, we'd get married, no, we'd leave school, we'd get a job, we'd get married, we'd have children, we'd work until we die, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not criticising that. I just knew from a young age that wasn't who I was. That's not what I wanted out of life. And as it's ended up, I'm actually bisexual. So until a little while ago, I wasn't able to get married anyway if I chose to be with a woman. And I didn't even realise I was bisexual until I was 30, because I was not allowed to. That was not part of my upbringing. That was not part of my conditioning.
Mhm. Yeah, I know things like that. Mhm.
So, but it was important for me to know, because it was holding me back. I always felt there was something missing in my life. There was something I didn't understand or I didn't get about life. And that motivated me to do a lot of the studying that I've done in my life. But the day that I realised that, hold on, I'm actually attracted to women, and then it was a process before I realised I was actually still attracted to men and women. It was just like a whole weight just lifted away from me. And I was like, wow, this is what I've been searching for. My own identity is what I've been searching for. You know, the truth of who I am. Because when you know who you are, it's easier to know what you want. And you have to know what you want before you can create it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you think that when people get the manual, the Key to Awareness, that, you know, I know that it's a practical manual. You actually explain all the steps in there, and people can follow that. People don't need any extra coaching, or they can actually do it by themselves. Or do you recommend that they get some sessions with you?
No, they can definitely do it by themselves. What I've noticed, actually, it's been on sale now since we was in America, since June.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've noticed through talking to people is it's not awareness that's difficult. What's actually difficult for people is wanting to give up their habits. Some people are so not into giving up their habits that they actually stop themselves from noticing what their habits are. They create this defensive mechanism around knowing what their habits are, because once they know what they are, once they know that they don't serve them, that they're not good for them, then they're forced to make the choice of whether they keep them or not.
Very true.
Yeah. So I have to admit, I've rewritten some of the manual to make it harder for people to make excuses about their own habits. So it's been wonderful putting it out there and getting feedback and having teleconferences about it. And I'm just like saying to people, it's not awareness that's difficult. It's you admitting that you have habits that don't serve you. And when you admit that to yourself, you might have to actually give them up. That's the difficult part.
That I can agree with, and I have even experienced it myself, yes. And I still have some habits that I would, I should let go, but they are so comfy. We're so used to them that I haven't let them go yet. But you are right. Once you are aware that this is something that doesn't serve you and it's something you know, it's time to let go of, it's difficult to find excuses why you're still keeping it, except that it's just, you know, comfortable because you're so used to it. So it seems, yeah, let's just do it a little bit longer. This is why we make all those New Year resolutions, because that's all the stuff that we collected throughout the year that we know we need to change, you know, but we don't change it. We save it up for that special evening when the year's turning around, and we say, okay, from tomorrow, from now at midnight, from now on, I am chuk. And then on the 10th of January, we've forgotten about it. So how can people avoid falling into that trap again, you know, of falling, continuously falling back into their old habits, even so they don't serve them? Like,
yeah,
lack of exercise, for instance.
Yeah, that's why I wrote a process, because the process guides people gently into the full awareness of their habit and the full awareness of why they do it and why they don't do it and when they choose to do it. So it's not like a sergeant major saying, look, you smoke and it's bad for you, give it up and give it up now. It's a gentle noticing of when they smoke, why they smoke. And because it's step by step and because it's gentle, by the time you get to the end of it, you've let go. You've let go naturally. Now, the thing with letting go, I'm a Buddhist. I still believe in God, but I started following the philosophy of Buddhism when I was about 16. I'm now 37. And I first heard the word, let go, through studying Buddhism, and I thought about it for a long, long time about what it means and what it doesn't mean. Hence, I'm a psychologist. I analysed it to death. And then I suddenly just got it. Letting go is not something that you do. Letting go is something that happens, and it happens through acceptance. It just happens naturally through acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's not something you do. You can't force yourself into letting go. If you just allow the smoking habit to be there without continuously criticizing it, and if you just notice what it is you actually do when you take a cigarette. So I worked with one person, and the first thing they do when they unwrap the cigarette, it's the first time in their day they slow down. They slow down to have the cigarette. You see everything about them starts to change. Their movement starts to become gentler and more smooth. They literally slow down. They take the cigarette out of the packet as if it was a piece of gold or a diamond. They light it, put it to their mouth, and they take a very deep breath inwards. And then they let go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that has been the first time in their day that they've taken a deep breath, a deep inhalation, and a deep exhalation. And when I showed the person what they were doing, and when I said to them, how about taking that deep breath without the cigarette? They done it, and they actually realized that actually it was no different. They got all the benefits of the deep breath without having the cigarette. And they don't smoke. Mm-hmm. And for them, it was easy. They realized that in that moment, and they gave up. Because
mm-hmm.
they didn't have to try anymore. They weren't trying to let go of smoking or let go of being angry. They just came to a place of they just accepted it, and they accepted what purpose it provided for them in their life. Because we don't do anything unless it serves us. Nothing.
That's true, yeah. I talk about that in my book quite extensively also, because we get always a reward of whatever we do, you know. There's always something there. Even when we're angry or upset or whatever, we get a reward for that, for being angry or for being upset, or at least we think we do. For us, it seems that we do get a reward, and this is why we continue to do it. Even so, when we analyze it properly, we know it doesn't serve us, and it robs us of a lot of energy and a lot of friends, too.
Absolutely. But what I'm trying to get people to do is just to really accept whatever's going on. If you totally accept it, so if you're angry, be angry, accept that you're angry, accept what it is that you're doing in that moment without feeding it, without telling yourself that it's right or it's wrong or it's good or it's bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you just allow it to be there, then you quite quickly return to balance.
Mm-hmm.
It's the feeding of the emotion through your thoughts, or it's the feeding of the emotion because, you know, you get angry because you've been violated in some way, and you believe that, you know, this is not justified and you want justice. So you start getting angry, and a little voice in your head is reminding you of why you're angry. It's reminding you of what you should say and what you should tell them, and how wrong they are and how right you are. As soon as you become aware of what's going on in your head and what's going on in your body, it's actually quite amusing. It's all very amusing. And it honestly, just that awareness and allowing yourself to open up to the awareness rather than to just carry on being angry and being justified at being angry. Just open up to the awareness. And if you're still angry, great, be angry. I've got no problems if you're being angry. But if you're aware that you're angry, you're going to be angry in a way that's going to serve you and serve the people around you, rather than in a way that's going to lose your friends, end up in you being really exhausted and nothing really changing.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing has been achieved from that. You mentioned that you have a gift for our listeners, and listeners, you're going to get a gift. So, you know, before we come to the end of the show, we have about another 5 minutes, but I want you to say it because I have music at the end of the show, and sometimes, you know, the music gets a bit loud. So I want to make sure that people know how to contact you, Fiona, and how they can get the manual, of course, and how they can get the gift.
Brilliant. If they go to my website, which is realenergy4all.com. So realenergy4all.com. And they go to the contact page. They can send me a message. And if they mention this radio show in their message, I will send them an MP3 on how to ground. Grounding is a beautiful way of coming into your body. It's a beautiful way of becoming present. It's an amazing way of how to clear your energy and just drop into that acceptance that we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And just feel really good about yourself. The MP3 is about under 10 minutes. But once you've listened to it a few times, you can do it yourself. And I can ground myself in a second.
Excellent. So you will get, everybody that's listening, go to Fiona's website. It's Energy for All. And
Real Energy for All.
Oh, sorry. Real Energy for All.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's realenergyforall.com. Fiona,
absolutely.
Is it .com?
Uh-huh. It is
okay.
.com.
Yeah. realenergyforall.com, and the four is not, is the letter four, no, it's the number four.
Number.
realenergyforall.com, and there you will find, you can contact her and you tell her that you listened on the To Be show, and she will send you the MP3. And I know that Fiona's work is very deep, so when she says that it will really ground you, and a lot of us need grounding, a lot of us need grounding. Most of us are so hectic all the time. We are all over the place. We are multitasking and we're doing 20 things at the same time, or at least we try, not too successfully in most cases. So to have something like that, to learn the process of grounding yourself so that you can really get, you know, become centered. If you do that once or twice a day, I am sure life will change, won't it, Fiona?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's one of Buddha's first teachings of how to ground. And then it just got lost in amongst everything that got put on top of Buddhism. And this actual process of grounding, I was sure that I just copied it from someone. But actually, I'm informed by lots of people over the last 5 years that this is a process that I've actually created, this particular way. And it works quicker and deeper than any other process.
That's wonderful. So I'm definitely going to get it, and I'm definitely going to use it because I need grounding sometimes. I can become pretty hectic myself, you know, and I'm doing 26 at the same time and none of them are done 100%. And when I finally catch myself, I stop and I ground myself. I have also some techniques that I use, but I really look forward to learning yours, and if it works better than what I'm using, fantastic, you know. Anything that works for me is good. And when you said you probably found it somewhere else, that's okay, because, you know, Jim Rohn always said there's only so many fundamentals, and everybody gives the fundamentals a new name, and then they say, oh, I created this special process. And it's a variation of something that's been there for thousands of years, most probably. So I am happy that we can give that to our listeners. I am really, really happy that you were with us today, Fiona. Another minute. So do you want to leave any last suggestions to our listeners, any last words before you go?
It's just really important to get into your body and to ground and open your heart so you can create in life what you want to. And mine and Barbara's work helps you to do this, and I encourage you to use them. Take care.
Thank you so much, Fiona. And I hope everybody's going to get this MP3 and we'll look into a manual, The Key to Awareness, because when we become aware who we are and what our drivers are, what our motivators are, and what we're really all about, this is where we can get to the core of our life. And this is also when we can actually become the person, and I mean the powerful person that we all are deep inside. Because when we get to the core, we are love. Nothing but love, unconditionally. That's the good part about it. So, this is Barbara Hofmeister. Thank you so much for listening to our show today. Thanks again, Fiona, for being our guest. And I will see you next Tuesday, same time, same place. Have a wonderful week. And always remember, to be or not to be, that choice is yours.